When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch, and that will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And gosh, I sound like a broken record maybe, but it's another beautiful sunny Sunday morning here in the Pacific Northwest. Temperature's a little colder than it has been, but it's really quite beautiful. And speaking of bright and sunny around, Mike's looking over his shoulder. I was talking about you. I have bright and sunny people all around me. One, of course, would be Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha. And we are indeed in record-setting territory for days without rainfall.
That's kind of
amazing.
Kind
of wish it would rain.
Yeah.
My car needs a bath. It's really filthy.
I had to wash the dust off of my car. It's like, this doesn't usually happen.
I have some construction going on across the alleyway, and I park in the back of my house. And the dust is just incredible. You know, I do wash the windshield, but I'm not a big washer of the car. It seems like a waste of water. I'm getting to that point. If it doesn't rain pretty soon, I am going to have to do something.
I'm kind of getting to that same place, but I even get a little lazy in the summertime about washing the windshield when I fill up the gas tank, because in the winter I got to do it all the time.
Yep.
But I hadn't for a couple times, and then I was driving out. I think I don't know where I was, but I started driving into sunshine, and it hit my windshield. It was like, holy mackerel, I got to wash my windshield. So I spent extra time on my windshield the other day at the gas station. While I was choking at the price of gas, because it's going up again. Oh, where's Maria Cantwell when we need her screaming and stomping and all of that? But you would think.
No relief in sight on those gas prices. Mm-mm. It's going to get up to $5 before we know it. And you know what? The worst thing about that is we as a collective will accept it at some point in time.
Yeah, unfortunate, but probably true. Yeah, well, let's not go there. Let's move.
Drive less. Use transit when you can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And don't put any more dollars into those oil companies' pockets than you have to. But you also, at the same time, you got to do what you got to do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, I'm almost out of gas for my lawnmower and stuff, and I got to go fill up my cans. And I'm thinking, well, maybe if I wait till after Labor Day weekend, maybe. But I don't think maybe it's going
to
happen.
With the weather we've been having, it's time to break out that solar-powered lawnmower.
Yes. Yeah, except, in my house with the trees, that doesn't work. I do have solar-powered lights, but, they don't work all that great because there's not that much sun gets down through the trees. So, anyway, all righty then. Across the table from me, welcome back, call screener Ajie. Good morning, Ajie.
Good morning, Martha.
And I'm glad morning, you made Mike. It. We're concerned about you.
I must have just missed you downstairs.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm glad you're here.
I am glad to be here,
and
too.
Looks like, and you've got a bright, sunny sundress on. So you're dressed for the sun today.
Maybe the last time I wear it, but we'll see.
You never know. But like Mike said, we are in record territory. Have we tied the driest? Well, we had a completely dry month of August.
Yeah, that was the record that was broken. We've got a ways to go. 51 consecutive days is the record. And that was set back in 1951.
I think I heard we got a long 41 ways to go. Or something. We got another 10
However,
days or something.
I recall a summer in 2003.
2003.
Where it was dry and it was hot for 2 months. I mean, it was incredible. Everybody's talking about it. We hadn't seen weather like this in a long, long time. And it doesn't seem to come up. They keep referring to the 1951 record. So I don't know. But it's dry.
I'm trying to remember 2003. That would have been my first summer living with my dad after my mom passed away. And, of course, that house was always hot when the sun came out. But I don't know. My memory's not that good.
Yeah, it's tough.
But speaking of that, let's not forget that we have someone in her own private studio across the glass from us is Kathy Kallscreener. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
All right.
I'm very glad I'm here.
Well, I'm glad you're here, too.
And the rest of us are, too.
Yeah, well, I'm glad.
Because if you weren't here, that wouldn't...
Yeah.
We weren't
that wouldn't
the same.
Be as much fun.
Aww. We're not the same without you.
Well, yeah. And, we were missing Ajie last week. Weren't, yeah.
No, we were missing her.
No, we were missing Kathy last week. Ajie,
and before we were
you
missing
were, me. Ajie was in the other studio, so we didn't have anybody in this studio. Because well, and that was, so we have to say congratulations, Grandma.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
So how's the new grandbaby doing?
Oh, he's so cute.
Yeah?
He's just adorable. He just warms my heart.
Well, I think that's the way it's supposed to be with grandparents and grandbabies,
so
huh?
Yes.
All right. So everything is well with him?
Very good.
Yeah. Now, he didn't have a name yet last week. He said, now, has he been named?
His name is Oliver.
Oliver?
Yes.
As in Oliver Twist?
Yeah, I guess he could do that to you, too.
Well, that's the first thing that came into my mind. So, welcome Oliver to the world.
Thank you.
All right. Well, it is... It's hard to believe, but it's the first Sunday of September already. Nice, though. It's still dry. It's still the sun is out. Although, like Mike said, we could use a little de-dusting. And I'm beginning to wonder about my big trees and all of that that haven't had water for all this time, that I'm sure they're getting thirsty. So,
well, my memory is that usually by the day after Labor Day weekend, we have rain.
Well, that's because school usually starts. You know, it's kind
of
like...
And then we get rain on the first day
of school. As soon as
school
gets out in June, then it's crummy weather for a little while. At least that's what I remember getting out of school.
Till the 5th of July.
Yeah, and then when the kids have to go back to school, then summer happens after they go back to school, but...
And that will continue this week. We will have very warm temperatures, perhaps into the 80s by the end of the week.
Wow.
And any rain in sight?
No. Not in sight.
That's different.
Well, yeah, we're
but it's coming.
Approaching.
We have but to let's hope. Let's hope for an extended summer. Get as much sun as we can.
Well, and we are having a blue moon weekend. Did you know we had a blue moon this last month? Which is a blue moon. You know, that's the phrase "once in a blue moon" because it doesn't happen very often. It's the second full moon in a month, and so that was early Friday morning. The moon was full, and it was the second one in August, so it was a blue moon. So I don't know if that makes it more powerful or not, but if anybody messes up today, we can just say, oh, it's a blue moon. So once in a blue moon. Uh-huh. Okay, so what are we doing today? Well, it's the first Sunday of September. That means typically it's a behavior training and healing Sunday with me, and I am here, and we are going to do that. We have a little something special today that I had... didn't tell you about last week because I wasn't absolutely positive it was going to happen. But we'll do this first hour as we normally do. I've got a bunch of follow-up and a whole bunch of news. I don't know that we'll get to it all, but all kinds of news going on with animals. And then I'll just let you know that we're going to run the summer and heat tip at 10 o'clock simply because even though the temperatures have decreased somewhat, it's still sunny most of the time, and even on a 70 degree day, it only takes 10 minutes for the car to overheat and cook your dog friend or your baby or whatever. So you've still got to really pay attention to taking animals and young children in the car with you and leaving them in the car. So we'll run that tip. About 10:55, current events as usual. And then we do have today our wonderful, generous advertisers, Designing Health, are continuing their Missing Link giveaway. And that, of course, has something to do with what we'll be doing in the second hour today. But just so you all know, Missing Link is the fabulous supplement that provides what's missing in cooked and processed animal food. And it is made from human grade, all natural food sources, and just does wonders for animals, especially their skin and coat, and with the omega 3 and 6 oils and the fiber and then there's the joint support formula for dogs, hips and joints, that has the glucosamine in it. We've got the cat formula and the bird formula and the horse formula, and all of you longtime listeners will know that Missing Link has been with me since its inception, which has got to be at least 15 years or more. And the reason that I jumped on the bandwagon is because when the product was introduced, the veterinarian who was responsible for coming up with the idea and creating the product called me up to tell me about it. And when he told me how fabulous it was, I said, yeah, right. And I was very skeptical. But then as I read the research and so forth and all the information that he provided me with, I realized that he did know, in fact, what he was talking about. And it really was a fabulous product. And that's when we started advertising it and launched it up in this part of the country. Well, over the years, that veterinarian was a regular guest on the show from time to time, and because they went in not only to animal products, they went into human products. And Dr. Bob Collette is the veterinarian who had the idea to create the Missing Link. Well, as the years went by, we kind of lost touch, and Dr. Bob was doing other things, and stopped us from talking to him on the air from time to time, because he was very popular. You know, listeners just loved him. And is that he got real involved with his church. I think he was a deacon or something. So he was usually busy on Sunday mornings. And then Dr. Al's book came out. So we were doing Dr. Pluckner and all of that. So Dr. Bob and I kind of lost touch. Well, guess what? Dr. Bob is back. Yay. And I'm just delighted to say that he's going to spend the next hour with us on the show. So starting a little after 10, Dr. Bob is going to join us. And you'll recognize his voice again right away, all of you longtime listeners. And it's just been delighted to connect with him again. And we're going to talk about, for any of you that aren't aware of the Missing Link story and how that all came about. And we'll talk about the products and those of you that got real excited about all the human products that they created, you will have noticed that they're no longer available. Well, we'll find out why and all of that. And then the bottom line is we continue the Missing Link giveaway. So the way that contest works is you listen for when we do the commercial breaks during the show, because when I do the Missing Link ad, I will give you the Missing Link word of the day. And when you hear that, and your job is to then pick up your phone and call Aja or Kathy and tell them the word of the day. And then you get to choose which Missing Link formula you'd like. And that can be the cat formula. There are two choices for dogs. There's skin and coat formula or hip and joint formula. And there's a bird formula. And I got the okay to give away the bird formula too. So we gave away two bird formulas last week, but we can do more. So write these phone numbers down, because you'll need them when you hear the Missing Link word of the day. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. So you can call us wherever you're listening. You can call us. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And if you need to be in touch with us, you can shoot us an email, like a couple people have already done. And our studio email address is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, the email address can't win you the contest, but it will get an email to me here on the air. And animalworldlive@hotmail.com if you want to send an email. And you got the phone numbers, so pay attention. And then the only thing you need to remember about the contest is the station rule that you can only win a contest on the station. That includes all shows once a month. So if you've won a contest here or on another KKNW alternative talk show, you aren't eligible for 30 days. So just keep that in mind. And then we will welcome Dr. Bob a little after 10 o'clock. I'm real excited to talk with him again. Mm-hmm. Okay.
May I say one more thing about the contest?
Of course.
I would say, in terms of when I'm answering the phone, that if you call in, you're not guaranteed to win, but your odds are way better than winning the lottery. Way better.
Well, that's true, because a lot of people assume that everybody runs to their phones and the phone lines fill up instantly.
That doesn't happen.
It's Sunday morning, folks. People don't move that fast out here.
Maybe that's
and,
it.
And so you need to know that if you're at all paying attention and you call when you hear the word of the day, your chances are very good of winning. Because like I said, it's not everybody's Johnny on the spot. So if you could win. So
it's worth a try.
It's worth calling. All right, and I'm looking here at a couple of, well, Christine is checking in. And Christine Raposa, she's the one that does the Facebook Heart Song site on Facebook, where she posts what's going on with the animals in the animal world and who needs prayers and support and that sort of thing. And where you can go to her Facebook page, Love Song, and you can post that your animal friend needs help. And anyway, she says, "Greetings, Martha. I'm listening and taking notes." And, oh, okay, well, look, looks like this is from last week. Is this from last week? Oh, yeah, yeah. She must have been listening. She must have been listening to the archive show, because it came in late in the day. That's interesting. But anyway, she says, "As you announce, I look it up on the internet for more information. I can't write as fast as you speak." So maybe that's a polite request for me to slow down when I'm talking. Blessings to you and your crew. Keep up the lovely work. Thank you, Christine. I hope you're out there today, because we are needing. And because we do have a listener and her cat friend that needs our help and prayers. Now, I'm hoping that, because I've got I have a current email here from Deborah, who is one of our listeners, and her kitty Solomon has had some really serious health issues this week. And she and I have been communicating on and off by phone and email this week. And he had major surgery yesterday, all involving his urinary tract. And Deborah's saying, "Just listening, Martha, nice to hear your voice. We will be hearing from our vet at 10 this morning to hear how Solomon's doing and if he's urinated or not." And that's because he had to have reconstructive surgery over the weekend. And Deborah says, "Praying for pee and healing." Okay, Deborah. So, Christine, if you could put Deborah and Solomon, he's a 10-year-old Maine Coon mix kitty, on the Heart Song website, and we need prayers for pee and healing. Yes, Kathy. Oh, okay. And Kathy.
Yes, I need prayers for my Squeaky.
Squeaky is Kathy's kitty. Yeah. Kathy's kitty also crashed this week, and so Kathy and I have been powwowing by phone, we're not. It's some kind of liver thing. Now, how old is Squeaky?
7 years.
She's a 7-year-old. What kind of kitty?
Oh, domestic short-haired tabby.
So tabby kitty, Squeaky is her name, 7 years old, and she just started losing weight and stopped eating. And anyway, it appears to be some kind of liver thing. They think maybe a hepatitis or something. And so she's on fluids and antibiotics and all kinds of medication. Just on a side note, Kathy and I have determined the first thing, of course, what do you think I had Kathy do?
Dr.
Al. Yeah, yeah, there you go. I said, look at her gums. Does she have the gingival flare? Well, we won't tell you who the vets involved that she's working with, because they are very, very good vets. But Kathy said, "Well, the vet just told me that her teeth and gums look great."
Well, actually, the first time she saw her teeth, she said they were perfect. And then the second time, she's thinking that maybe there might be some plaque or something in there causing the redness on the teeth. Beneath the gum line.
So I said, it doesn't matter what the vet said, look at the teeth. And of course, Kathy said, well, there's, it looks like it's a red string right at the top of the gum line. And, you know, and said, that's what we're looking for. That means she has Plechner syndrome. It's like the red flag. And if they have the gingival flare, if cats have the gingival flare, it pretty much means they have the imbalance, which, you know, that underlies chronic disease and illness. So we have been talking about that. The vet, of course, is not really wanting to hear about that, is wanting to do everything else. So,
well, she's trying to start with one thing at a time and address bacteria and see how that goes, and then we'll just take it one step at a time.
Yeah. So we need lots of prayers to support Squeaky, because she's not being tested or treated for the underlying cause of the problem at this point, but
the thing that might make everything else more treatable.
Well, that's what addressing, because, you know, we've talked about Plechner syndrome so much on the show, and if we have extra time today, and I may talk about it some more and tell you what's going on with my kitties and so forth, but it's a basic endocrine immune imbalance that underlies all chronic disease and illness in dogs, cats, horses, and humans. Diagnosing and treating the imbalance. There is no cure at this point, but there's hormone replacement therapy, so you can stabilize and balance the endocrine immune system. By diagnosing, stabilizing, treating and stabilizing the endocrine immune system, it allows everything else to work better. So it's not a replacement. You don't do it instead of. You do it in addition to. So unfortunately, this vet has the same thinking. Well, let's do all this other stuff, then we'll go there if we need to. Well, my recommendation is we go there right away, get started dealing with that. Do everything else you want to do, because it's just going to help it work better. Okay. Right. So anyway, we're kind of going at this backwards. But that's why it's especially important that, Christine, that we put Kathy and her kitty, Squeaky, is that what you call her? Squeaky, on the Love Song prayer and healing list, because we need lots of energy for Squeaky and her liver and to heal.
She's not squeaking very well these days, so
no.
We need that.
Mm. Yeah. So we need some support for Squeaky. And then we'll, of course, you know, Kathy and I are in touch off the air, and we'll do what we need to do to get her taken care of.
Martha, you're an angel. Thank you so much for helping me.
Well, you're welcome.
I really appreciate you.
You're very welcome. And you know, I get a little frustrated.
Yeah.
Because I would just love all vets to open up and be willing, you know, to look at this and address it. And realize it doesn't mean you have to change anything else you're doing. It just makes it better.
Just adds.
It's not
to
an
it.
Either or. So it's frustrating when that doesn't happen. We're fortunate in this area that we have Dr. Burlingame up at Quilcena Veterinary Hospital, who will go there and understands all of that. But not everybody in the country is that fortunate to have a vet in their area that knows about Plechner syndrome and can treat it. Although I did get a call from someone in Texas with a cat that was in big trouble. And the lab that runs the blood tests is in Texas. But I immediately had her do a consultation with Dr. Al Plechner through his website and signed right up. Well, it turns out there was a vet in Texas that treats the syndrome and has been treating it for 25 years. And Dr. Al was able to hook her up with this vet that knows all about it. So there are vets, you know, in certain parts of the country, there are vets that are aware of Plechner syndrome and that do work with Dr. Al and do treat it. But as Kathy's vet is an example, it's a vet that is familiar with it and does know how to test for it and treat it. But they just don't go there unless you kind of like make them. Unless they're like Dr. Bill. So there you go. Okay.
Well, the interesting thing that I noticed in his book, Pets at Risk, is that Dr. Al says the only thing that really needs to be done in the beginning is to just add a couple lab tests to the ones that they would ordinarily do.
Exactly.
And so it's not doing anything to the animal. It's just a matter of getting a little bit of additional data.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all.
Yeah, it's just testing to see if it's there. Mm-hmm. The nice thing with cats, the nicer or not, you know, however you want to put it, is because there's a classic sign that pretty much if they have the sign, they've got the syndrome, and that's the gingival flare, the red line at the base of the gum line or the top of the gum line, depending on looking at the top or the bottom jaw. But you pretty much know. And you can tell by the type of physical disease or illness that they have, because there are, like, the pets at risk, from allergies to cancer. Every patient we've ever tested with cancer has it. Everyone with allergies has it. If they've got inflammatory bowel or gingivitis and stuff, if they have liver inflammation and these other things that are classically related to the syndrome. Anyway, lots of prayers and healing for all of these.
Yes.
Okay. So let's see. Right up there taking care of stuff. Now, before we go on to follow-up and animal TV and so forth, did y'all watch your animal TV this week? No.
No. Oh, so tell me about it.
Well, I'm going to tell you about new members to the Animal World family of advertisers. And you may have heard, if you were listening 2 weeks ago to Kevin and Kim, they welcomed Peggy Kaler and Cornerstone Home Lending to the Animal World family of advertisers. And you will now be hearing those ads during the show. And I just want to put an extra shout out to Peggy. You may recognize Peggy's name because she's the gal in Duval that puts together, because she loves animals, so when she's not doing mortgages and home lending stuff, she's putting together the Duval Dirty Paws Dog Walk that we all went to this summer. And that's why you may recognize her here on Animal World. But when she found out how affordable advertising is here on the show, she said, sign me up. So we are now advertising for Peggy's home mortgage and home lending group, Cornerstone Home Lending. And I believe the website is kahlergroup.com, K-A-H-L-E-R, kahlergroup.com. We are still working on her logo for her website, to be on the Animal World website. But anyway, I just wanted to put an additional shout out and thank you to Peggy, and we're looking forward to working with her for a long time. And just so you know, when we add a new advertiser to our Animal World family, it means, you know, this is by invitation only, so it means they're really good. And in order to keep Animal World on the air, you want to support them. So if you all need any home lending services, mortgages or home lending services, please call Peggy first. Cornerstone Home Lending, the Kaler Group. All right. And then in addition to that, because I won't be here next week, ordinarily I take the third Sunday of every month off. But in this month, September, I'm taking two Sundays off. So I'm going to be gone next Sunday and the Sunday after the second and the third Sunday. So that means there will not be a Martha and Robin Sunday next week. Kevin and Kim will be in an additional time. So it's kind of like Robin here, because Kim Miller, medium and animal intuitive, they woo-woo together, you know. And so you can get all of your animal and human questions answered by Kim. So plan to give her a call. And I'm taking the Sunday off because it's a real big deal at Ananda. J. Donald Walters, known as Swami Kriyananda, is actually in the States. He's been living in Italy for a number of years, but he's in the States now, and he's coming up here to the Seattle area and doing a program next Saturday night at the Ananda Temple in Bothell, and then there's a bunch of other festivities planned. Well, anyway, I'm signed up for everything because, you know, he's 86 now, and I've never been in his physical presence. You know, I've listened to lots of tapes and read lots that he's written. He's a phenomenal man. But I'm really looking forward to spending a lot of time with and around him. So that's what I will be doing next weekend, and Kim and Kevin will be here. So I sure talk a lot, you know? I guess that's why I do radio. Okay. Anyway, that's my long story of why I'm going where I'm going now, is because I won't be here next Sunday on the air. Kevin and Kim will be here, and they will welcome this new advertiser. But I just want to put this bug in your ear. There is a new holistic dog food coming to our area, and it's launching this week. It will be in stores by the end of this week, and it's and they are coming on as at a sponsorship level on the show. And I'm really excited about this because, you know, I have not been that excited about processed and especially dry food for our dog friends for a long time. And this, I'm delighted to say, is the best formula I have ever seen in a dry dog food kibble. Now, it's called Canine Caviar. And you will be really, really impressed. I'm learning things about processed food that I didn't know. And one of it is the pH factor of the food. And did you know the pH factor in the food makes a difference to the physical health and well-being of the animal? Will they address that? It's much higher calorie than other foods because of the quality and concentration of the ingredients. And somebody finally got it right. You know, my pet peeve about dry foods is the deception in labeling. And so many companies now saying, well, we have real chicken in our food. And it's the first ingredient. Well, you know that ingredients on the label of dry food need to be listed by weight. So the inference is the first ingredient is the heaviest and it is the most. But when pet food companies tell you we have real chicken or we have real turkey or we have real lamb or venison, whatever it is, and the first ingredient says turkey or chicken or lamb or venison, that is in its raw state. Ooh. So it's like the whole chicken, which means it's mostly water. So when it's dehydrated and processed, there's not much chicken in that food. So that's why I've always told you that you really want the first ingredient to be like chicken meal or lamb meal or venison meal, because that means it's been dehydrated and the water is gone. So there's more of it in there. Or if it says real chicken, you want chicken meal, the second ingredient. But ideally, you want the meal, the first ingredient, and then the real chicken, the second ingredient. Well, guess what the first ingredient in the Canine Caviar is?
Chicken meal?
Dehydrated chicken. Dehydrated lamb. Dehydrated venison. So the water's taken out. The moisture's taken out. But it isn't processed. So it's even better. So I'm so impressed with these folks. So I won't be here next week and you're not going to hear their ads today and their links aren't up or anything because the food's not going to be in the stores until the end of this week. But I'm giving you a heads up and that we will be starting the advertising next week. And I just want to tell you how excited I really am about this. And then I'm going to give you a hint ahead of time. We're gonna do, instead of just a little welcome interview with these folks, the guy that is representing the foods, you will recognize if you are into animal radio. If you remember, I think probably the biggest and most popular long-running national syndicated animal radio show was called Animal Talk Radio, I think. Bob Vella was the host, and it was nationally syndicated, huge, huge show for many years. Well, he's the guy who's kind of the behind the curtain, and he's just delightful. I've been meeting with him in person, and he's actually going to try to come up. He lives in California, fly up here, and be in the studio with us on the first Sunday of October. And guaranteed, that will be fun because not only does he know lots about food, and particularly this food. But because of his, you know, owning pet stores and for all the years and then hosting this nationally syndicated animal talk show for so many years, I mean, the guy is really knowledgeable. He's kind of like a more famous Mike Gerber, who was our Dr. Kibble, our nutrition expert person who created Precise and all of that sort of thing. Well, the Bob is on that level, only even bigger. So that's going to happen on the first Sunday of October. So I'm really excited about that. But I just want to say welcome to our new advertisers. And of course, we would love any of you that have a business or a product or a service that you'd like to share that does something good. Have to do something good. Can't be crappy. We don't want, you know, do something good. We'd love to invite you to the family. So before we get any more overtime, how about we take care of our advertisers and sponsors? Because after all, it is the most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us. So I appreciate it if you listen and pay attention, support them and thank them and all that good stuff. And then we'll come back and then we'll talk about Animal TV and get into follow-up and news and all of that good stuff. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, flower essences, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And if you're just tuning in, just want to let you know, we have a treat in store. We get to talk to Dr. Bob Collette from Designing Health and Missing Link, the guy whose idea it was to create Missing Link. It's a great story. We haven't told it for a number of years here on the show, but I'm delighted we're going to spend the next hour with him. And we are just about ready to get to Animal TV and then alerts and follow-up and animals in the news. That'll probably continue throughout the show. We'll take a break to talk to Dr. Bob in the second hour. But just wanted to let you know some good news here in the animal world, and that we've got an updated email from Deborah about her kitty Solomon. She says, just got the call, and Solomon's litter box is full. She says, OMG, my heart is light. Now, just continued prayers for a full recovery from the surgery, please. Blessings to you. That's from Deborah. So prayers for Solomon, Deborah's kitty, for healing. But he's already peeing, so that's great. Woohoo! Yeah, how many times do you get excited that your cat's peeing? Well, this is one time. Whoa, boy, litter boxes. There's a flood. Yay. That's excellent. All right. So happy to hear that, Deborah. And okay, now, before I get to Animal TV, I just want to remind any of you, if you happen to be on your way, maybe you're listening to Animal World and heading to the Evergreen State Fair. Remember, that goes on through the rest of this weekend, today and tomorrow through Labor Day, and then the Puyallup Fair starts. But I just want to remind you about the alerts now about this swine flu, that if you're taking your kids to the petting zoos and so forth, be sure you use the hand washing stations when you come out of the petting zoo. I mean, fortunately, it's not a killer flu. But, you know, who wants to get sick when you don't have to? So make sure your kids wash their hands, or you wash your hands after petting all the animals at the petting zoos. All right, then. I watched Animal TV, and there was a new episode of My Cat from Hell with Jason Galaxy, the feline behaviorist, on Animal Planet last night. The new episodes air at 8 p.m. Pacific time, anyway, each week. And I have to say, it was an excellent show, as always. He does just a terrific job. But I also said, finally, they talked about one thing that I actually don't agree with. And I don't think there's ever been one thing yet that I didn't agree with him on. And I'm going to duck. I'm crawling under the table after I say this, because I don't mean to say that those that do this are doing something wrong, but the subject was early spay and neuter. And he was working with a couple that had a male and female cat, and they'd not been spayed and neutered. So the first thing they had to do was go spay and neuter the cats, which was a great thing. But they also had a litter of kittens. And he did a great job with that, and they had found homes for all of them, and he got them to send them out with a contract that the people promised to have them spayed and neutered, and had them promise not to declaw, which I thought was great, and that if anything was ever a problem, that they would call them about the cats rather than just dumping them. All of that was fabulous. But he also, these were young kittens, you know, these were like probably 8-10-week-old kittens when they were being adopted out to their new homes. He had everybody agree, the contract was such that you would get them spayed and neutered within a week. Well, So here's what I have to say about that. And I've said it before. That is the latest trend in spaying and neutering with shelters. Is because it used to be we'd wait till at least 5.5 months for female dogs to spay them and cats, and then 9 months for male cats and dogs to neuter them. And unfortunately, with the horrible pet overpopulation we have, shelters and rescues have started spaying and neutering kittens when they're very, you know, weeks and dogs when they're weeks old instead of months. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I understand the reasoning behind it and an attempt to cut down on all of the dogs and cats that we don't have homes for and that are filling up the shelters. I understand mm-hmm. all of that. But I will tell you that current veterinary thinking is associating some problems with early spay and neuter. And now yeah. veterinarians, traditional veterinarians, and at least my veterinarians and the ones that I've heard from are now encouraging responsible owners to wait longer again. And in fact, like Dr. Bill with my kitties, you know, my Abby friends with Sophie Sweet Cheeks, my rescue tuxedo, and my Abby kitties, he said, with Sophie, wait as long as you can to spay her. And I said, you mean let her go in heat? He said, yeah. I feel that's real important before we spay her. I said, have you ever lived with a female cat in heat? And I said, well, I'll do it if I can. Well, it turned out that she wasn't as difficult as some I've had, you know, when I was younger. But so I did let her come in and out of heat a bunch of times. Now, my cats are indoor only and have their Taj Mahal cat run, so they can't breed indiscriminately. I am responsible that way. And also with my boys, he said, you know, wait as long as you can to neuter them, which I've done that with the Abbeys. And it worked out that they were about 9 months old when we did. They started showing manhood behavior. I didn't let it go that far. But they started Buzzy started mounting. Little Red Dragon. It was like, okay, time for your man surgery, boy. And but it was about 9 months, 9 to 10 months when I had them neutered. So I'm just saying that if you are responsible, the current veterinary thinking is thinking there's a good reason for keeping them intact longer rather than shorter. Okay. So I'm not saying shelters shouldn't do this. I'm just saying because I understand it. But anyway, so that's the one thing that I would not, that I didn't agree with on My Cat from Hell last night. And then I'll say I watched I watched Caesar Dog Whisperer on National Geographic Wild Channel. Great, great shows as usual. Caesar does a phenomenal job and there's lots to be learned by watching him. And I did find out why he doesn't teach vocabulary, not this week, but in one of the past shows that I was watching. And he says he wants people to relax and be calm, you know, that calm, assertive leadership. And he believes that vocalization equals excitement. And so he'd prefer they be quiet. So that's kind of a reason for him not teaching vocabulary. I prefer to teach vocabulary, but that's just the difference between there's not a right or a wrong there. That's just the difference between us. But I would like my dogs to learn vocabulary so eventually I can just tell them what I want rather than having to have them figure it out some other way. But great shows. He's doing some really, really, really good work. And then I watched after Dog Whisperer, I think it's at 10 o'clock on Nat Geo Wild, is this incredible Dr. Pohl. You know, the old veterinarian, and he is old. He's past retirement age, but he stays in practice because he loves it. They talked about that a lot last night. But he's a house call, farm call vet, and he does cows, he does horses, he does ponies, he does dogs, cats, lizards, or anything in an animal suit, he'll work with it. And oh my gosh, it is a graphic show. They show you now. Last night they did so many. Kind of yucky sort of procedures that they did blur them out so you couldn't see. But I'm just warning you, if you do watch it, it's very graphic and they show you pretty much everything. And you might want to be a little careful about when you watch it, not a good thing to watch if you're eating something, but it is a great show. All right, and of course, geez, almost through our whole first hour here, so let's get into some animals in the news, and this is actually a current event thing. I didn't get it up on formal current events on MarthaNorwalk.com because I just read it in the paper last night. It was in the Saturday Herald. Owls star in Puget Sound Bird Fest. And it's a great write-up about this Puget Sound Bird Festival, and which is 7 to 9 p.m. next Friday. There will be a keynote speaker from the Pilchuck Audubon Society, and the events continue on September 8th and 9th. The reception is Friday in the Plaza Room at the Edmonds Library. So if you're interested in that, you can go to the Audubon website, I'm sure, to get more information. But it sounds like a great bird festival. So that's all next weekend. And then I do have, I think I will save this for the third hour, for the 11 o'clock hour. But remember, I reported on the AVMA, American Veterinary Medical Association's policy they just put out about raw food. Well, Susan Thixon, which is the truthaboutpetfood.com lady, who gets after all these organizations and foods and stuff and calls them out on stuff. She wrote wrote to the AVMA to ask them why, you know, they did this and didn't mention about some other things. But it's an excellent letter. And then I've kind of followed the follow-up after this. And it's kind of fascinating, and I learned some things. So I've got all of that printed out here, and I'd love to share it with you, but don't have enough time left in this hour, so I'll save it for the third hour. The other thing is the latest on the chicken jerky treats that are made in China. And there have been like 2,000 reports of illnesses or deaths in dogs in the United States from all these different kind of chicken jerky treats. Well, still learning about this, but there's a whole NBC News, a whole report on, and the title of this is China Stiff Arms FDA on Jerky Pet Treat Testing Records Show. And that FDA sent investigators over to China to look at their plants and stuff. But the Chinese government overseeing these plants refused to let us take samples to test. And the only way they would do it is they could take samples, but they had to be tested in Chinese labs. That's kind of like, come on, give me a break. Yeah. So anyway, I have all of that. And I think we'll save that to the third hour if we have time. I'll give you all the details. We'll continue. Okay, let's hold on that. This is Olympia. First horse with West Nile virus had to be euthanized in Yakima County. No humans have shown up with West Nile virus this year yet in our state, but there have been a bunch around the country. And there is a vaccine for horses, just FYI. And... apparently, federal biologists have decided that a rare butterfly found in California, Oregon, and Washington will not get Endangered Species Act protection. And the Marden Skipper is the name of the butterfly. And apparently, when they were checking it out to see if it should be endangered, they found a whole lot more than they thought were out there. So I guess that's kind of good news. And now I didn't put these articles in the best good news about animals because I'm not convinced it's good news yet. And the other one is that there has been another Oregon wolf pack discovered. State biologists have identified a new wolf pack in the northeastern Oregon Eagle Cap Wilderness. And there are that brings five packs in Oregon, and when four of those packs have had pups by December, that means they can be taken off the state endangered species list. The reason I didn't put this in good news yet is that I don't believe our state being an example that Department of Fish and Wildlife, with environmentalists and with, you know, animal activists, combined with ranchers, have not worked out a good plan to deal with the wolves. Because it just seems to be adding to or leading to arguments and then often slaughter of wolves in really cruel ways, like the from airplanes and helicopters and stuff. And there just has to be a better way to deal with this. And which brings me to the next: wolf protections will be ending in Wyoming. So those that care about the wolves are trying to fight it, but the endangered species listing is ending in Wyoming, and the state will take over management of the wolves by the end of September. Well, in other states where that's happened, it's led to absolute wolf slaughter. You know, and aerial gunning and all that kind of stuff. And there just has to be some kind of happy medium here. And then, of course, I told you about the arguments going on about the wolves in our state, because they say that they have killed some livestock. And so they killed one wolf from one pack, and then the state was going to go kill some more wolves. And then the wolf protectors got in the mix, and so now that's been put on hold. Our wolves have gotten reprieve for a while, because those that support the wolves say there isn't enough definitive information to be sure that the wolves are actually what did this, and there needs to be more work done before you just go off and start killing packs of wolves. Mm-hmm. So which makes sense, but you can see, even when we had a better plan going in and have been on this from the beginning to try to make it work, it's not working here yet. Mm-hmm. And everybody's fighting about it. So anyway, I'm not putting new wolves packs on the good news list just because we still have some things to learn.
Some things to work out.
Yeah, yeah. And then did you hear about the hiker up in the Denali National Forest in Alaska that was killed by the grizzly bear this last week? Yeah, well, they did. Mike's chiming in. That got his ears.
He was too close.
Well, yeah, that's what they found him already dead.
Yep.
But,
and the camera.
But he was a photographer. The photographer, and it had his camera, and they could tell by the pictures that he took that he was like 50 yards away, and that he'd been photographing for like 8 minutes before he was attacked. And of course, I guess the rules are in that park, you need to stay a quarter mile away. So hindsight being 20/20, this guy should have said that bear should have gotten the heck out of Dodge instead of doing. But
the worst part is, since there was a fatality involved,
they had to kill the bear.
The bear will be put down.
They already shot the bear, and now they're doing stomach contents and all of that. Well, because when they went out to look, they found a bear sitting on the guy's body, which they said, you know, is protecting a food source. So obviously, you know, I mean, humans may be being added to the grizzly bear diet, which is not a good thing.
No. They decide we're edibles.
But so they killed that bear, and now they're trying to establish that it was, in fact, the bear that killed him. Anyway.
There was yet another mauling, but not a fatality, up in Denali last week as well.
Right.
A woman from Washington.
Uh-huh.
Got her hand, I guess, kind of gnarled up, but she survived.
Yeah, she was all over the news, all over the country, but fortunately she survived. But it's just a word of caution, folks. If you go out into wild territory, you need to respect these animals, and you can't just think it's not going to happen to me, and oh, he doesn't know I'm here, and pay attention to which direction the wind is blowing and all of that.
You're not in charge.
No.
When you're out in the back, you're just not
in
charge.
You're in their neighborhood, so...
That's right.
Respect the rules. They're there for a reason, and not just to protect the wildlife. They're there to protect you too. And did you hear about the giant python that was caught in the Florida Everglades?
Mm-hmm.
Holy mackerel! 164.5 pounds, 17 feet 7 inches long, and had 87 eggs in it. It was a girl. I mean, they have a problem down there. And so apparently these winters that, you know, they've had that have frozen and killed a lot off haven't made a dent in the population. So there's a problem. Okay. Well, I am going to, I've got a whole lot more of articles and stuff here and there. And one little good news thing, and I'll save the rest for the third hour of the show. But an interesting situation up in Alaska, 20 endangered beluga whales were seen stranded, they thought, in the mud. And so they went up to try to figure out how to save them. But by the time they started figuring stuff out, the whales had freed themselves. So, yay.
Good.
Good job, belugas. They freed themselves. So there's a little good news to balance out the rest. And we are going to close out this hour. We're going to run the summer heat tip just because I want you to be aware that even though it's down to upper 60s, lower 70s now, you still have to be very careful about leaving animals or kids in the car. It only takes 10 minutes. To be a problem. So still listen, and then we'll be back with Dr. Bob Collette, veterinarian that created the missing link. So stay tuned. He's a delightful guy. Can't wait to talk to him again. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.